Welcome back to another episode of Bruising Banter. This is episode 55. Damn, double nickel. As always, I'm here with my co-hosts, James, Greg. How's it going on this cold-ass Wednesday?
I was going to say, it's cold as hell. As you can tell, I got this hoodie on by this fucking cold-ass window. I'm surviving.
That's all we can do.
Yeah, you know it's cold out, too.
Mm-hmm. You know that.
Greg's always got the facts, y'all. If he's gonna do one thing, he's not gonna lie to you. He's gonna tell you that it's cold.
It's supposed to be like, isn't it like the 60s coming this weekend or something like that?
Lubbock's supposed to get in the 70s.
Sheesh. That's a crazy turnaround.
I don't know if y'all saw my story, but that punk ass groundhog, if I ever see him, I'm gonna skin him and make me some socks.
Hey, yo.
And some groundhog draws, you feel me? He may not be to blame. Someone's weather machine is on the fritz. How the hell we go from 80s to single digits? I look at my phone, it just says two. Two what?
Man, it was like negative like 3 or 4 early this morning. I said, ain't no way, man. I can't be going out here like this. This is stupid as hell. And I thought we were done with the cold because what was it? Last week or the week before, it was stupid hot. So I was like, oh, well, the cold lasted for 2 seconds. And then they say, oh, we got a cold front coming in. Off the mountains or whatever the fuck they said. And I said, I don't believe y'all. Come Tuesday. Shit just slapped me in the face. I said, God damn, it's cold out here.
What do you mean you don't believe them?
Because they be the weather, like, you know, sometimes they be off, you know. They'll say, oh, well, this cold front's coming in. So-and-so is going to snow, whatever. And then it doesn't happen. So I was like, nah, we done. We're not getting cold anymore. And yeah, I should have believed them. That's my bad.
If y'all needed more signs that James is a Republican, there's another one. My boy does not trust the experts. He does not trust the experts.
Bro.
Yeah. Climate change denier.
Wow.
Not what I said. I just don't believe them all the time because sometimes they be saying it's going to snow a lot and it snows like barely anything.
Right, but how do you not believe the temperature change part?
I didn't think it was going to get this cold. Let me just say that. Instead of it not coming in at all. I didn't even get to this low.
I can't get over you just saying I don't believe you. Like
I don't believe in the weather. No, but
hey, someone's gonna come knocking on your door. You saying that a little too loud?
And they're gonna offer you a job to work in the government. That's who's gonna be knocking.
Imagine they just snatch me out the door, just gone.
Department of Weather. He's gonna be like,
we need people just like you.
What skit is that? What show is it? It's gonna rain.
What is that?
Yeah, that's family. That's gonna be James on the Weather Channel. Man, I think it's cold outside. Y'all go outside and look.
What's the like the National Weather Channel? They're just gonna throw me on there, bro.
You gonna be like that black man in the country where he swallows the fly?
Oh, country ass fucked up town. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Hell nah, dude. I couldn't do the news because I feel like you know when they do the weather stuff and they're pointing at the green screen.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I would point at the wrong thing. Even with the other screen I'm looking at, I'll be, yeah, the weather's, oh, shit, mess it up.
James going to be on the National Weather Channel. White people going to be like, why can't we have a WWC? What do you think the N stands for, my boy?
Oh, damn, okay. Damn DEI weatherman. See, I'm not even qualified for this job.
They just threw me out here. Sorry. Told me to lie to y'all.
So Black History Month is upon us, has been for a couple weeks. I got a sad story to start off the pod. I don't know. Y'all are, well, James, you're more on TikTok than Greg is. Greg, I don't know if you've seen this. P showed it to me. Another sad casualty for the blacks. I don't know if that's the best way to say that. Did y'all hear about the black angelfish?
No.
Yeah. Yeah, you did. Yeah. Oh, see, I knew one of y'all might. So this angelfish, number one, if y'all don't know what an angelfish is, James, I don't know. I was going to say, if you can put a picture in the episode, you can't put picture in sound. Damn, G. But maybe we can clip this and put it on the IG. But the angelfish, those are those ugly-ass fish they show in movies. They got the light dangling in front of their heads. They're supposed to be at the depths of the ocean. Anyway, they stay down there. This angelfish, black angelfish, I might add, I don't know if it was on a mission, swam up to the surface. Got up there and died. R.I.P. So it's, if you look on TikTok, people are sad about it. Like they're painting murals about this fish. They're putting sad music on it, you know, with everything going on in the background. And I want to know, as a fish, right? Because we can get into that mindset. At what point did you think this fish said, "Hey, I've gone too far. I can't turn back now"?
Well, first thing, they do that all the time. It's not just like a one-time thing. They do that like all the time. If they're like in the close end cycle of their life, they'll just swim to the top and just call it cool. Or if there's like a bigger fish down there trying to eat them, that's the only way they can escape. Either way, they're not going to make it, but it happens all the time. So I don't know why everyone's making such a big deal about this one. I mean, but for me, put my mindset in that fish to rise to the top. I want to see the sun for one time only.
But how do you know what the sun is?
I've been hearing the whispers in the ocean about this bright thing in the sky. So I got to see it for myself. Even if I don't make it out of this, I got to see it. Just like them going to the moon, let's got to go check out the moon.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
If we make it or not, who knows? But
Jake's, I got to go see the moon landing now.
That's not what I'm saying. But that's what I would think. If I'm a fish, let me see if they really talk about something or if they're lying.
Greg, as a fish expert, what happened?
Wait, so you're asking why the fish came up to the surface?
Yeah, well, I mean, what are your thoughts?
do fish not float when they're dead?
No, but this fish is down at the bottom of these depths that if it dies, it's too far down. The pressure would just drag it down.
Oh, the pressure's going to keep it down?
Yeah.
But the fish came up on its own?
Yeah, they found the fish at the surface.
You know, it's, if I was that fish, I'm, you know, I think my mind state, you know, they say live life, breathe air. You know what I'm saying? I know somehow we're going to get there. You know what I mean?
I guess I do. I do breathe. That's it. Anyway, it's a sad story. For those of you on social media, if you haven't heard about the black angelfish, I hate that it happened during February.
That's the same one that they posted a picture in there. Like, I thought these guys were big, and it was like the size of the palm.
Yes.
Yeah. Biggest shit. That's the one. Shit of me.
So I got this theory.
Man, rest in peace.
That they live in the dark, right? And so they get bullied down there. It's like, this motherfucker got this light on. We trying to be down here in the darkness. So they get bullied and they ain't got no place else to go but up. Mm. And they get, I mean, like James said, there's predators and shit. So they're like, man, I got to keep swimming. Mm. Like Dory said,
wow.
By the time you know it, little heart can't take it no more.
You know what they call groups of fish?
Schools.
School. Bully the school of fish. Wow.
Ah.
Fuck.
Open up the third eye.
Yeah. I think he just stumbled upon Godzilla's lair and just like, hey, bro, this ain't it. Just swam to the top. The fuck is that?
I said, I don't like the vibes over there. I'm just going to turn this
glowing blue?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yo, what the fuck they doing over there? You remember that meme? That cat wearing overalls?
I'll use the shit out that meme. That shit,
I love that hilarious guy. I wish, but I miss whenever people just use memes instead of just using messages. Now everybody wants to use GIFs. There's a GIF for everything. I hate it.
Hey, I use a GIF for everything.
I know you do, and I hate it.
Why, bro?
Because I'm simple.
You know, sometimes I put a GIF in a reply, and I'm like, man, I'm 31 years old. I should probably use my words.
Too much.
Live fast, breathe air. Live fast, use GIFs.
If I can't think of something to say, I use a GIF. Just call it good. Move on.
I'm glad I know, James. So that way, whenever we're having a conversation, this motherfucker sends me a GIF. I'm like, you don't want to talk to me no more.
That's how I feel like reactions should symbolize, bro. If I send you a reaction, like, don't reply to me. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. See, I, that fair? I think so. But I, by having a kid, that's an excuse now. Hey, G, you didn't respond to my message. Yeah, but I reacted, bro. You know, baby, you know, she shit herself or something. So I just gave you a quick thumbs up. But really, yeah. I was just chilling.
Looked at it.
Right. I don't react to y'all, though. I send y'all messages. I be typing out long, elaborate messages to y'all, and then Greg just hits me with a thumbs down. So this. I post a funny picture, and Greg just flame. I'm like, what? Put an LMAO or something.
And the group chat is the worst. The Marvel group chat we have, everybody. It's just emojis after everything.
My phone's blowing up, and I'm like, hell yeah, the guys are talking shit, and it's just thumbs down, thumbs down, thumbs down. And then Lewis will put an eggplant for some reason. I mean, I know why, but
it's not no reason.
Yeah. If you know Lewis, that's exactly why he used the eggplant.
Yeah, I just be seeing on my watch. I'm just like, they're not saying nothing. I'll check it later.
I think the reactions are the best thing that they've given us, bro. But like I said, some people still push the conversation after I give a thumbs up, and I'm just like,
at me,
you know? No, not even at me.
Like the videos y'all send on IG, because I'll get the notification, and then just to get the notification, I'll open it, and I was like, I'll look at these later. So Greg's already like, you know, throwing his thumbs up or whatever, and then I'm like 2 hours, 3 hours later, I'll finally watch the video. I'm like, oh shit, that's fucking hilarious. Ha ha ha. Laughing emojis or whatever, like 3 hours later though. But at the time, I just can't check it just because I'm busy.
Whatever, James.
All right.
Just be dismissing my shit.
I didn't dismiss it. I still watched the video.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yeah, whatever you say. Judge Joe like, Brown.
Just like yesterday, shout out Charles, about the movie club. I said my one thing, and then I got busy with something else that answered for like an hour or so.
This man, Charles, I'm going to take a minute. This man is a recluse. I know he's got a serious job, but I don't hear from him for weeks. And then he pops up in the group message talking about, we should start a movie club. Brother, my brother in Christ, where have you been? Charles is a good man, though. Shout out, Charles.
I got on the PS5 yesterday, throw on a movie before I went to bed. And it's like 11:30 already, and I see somebody's on. I say, who the fuck is on the game right now? This motherfucker playing Call of Duty. I'm like, bro, are you not working? Are you not at work right now? What's going on?
Are you working all right?
Yeah, but shout out Charles. He's a cool dude.
Me and Charles only ever interacted on Twitter, but yeah, shout out Charles. I'm the only one that see one. I was just shouting out Charles. So
you gotta go 3 for 3.
Yeah. Did y'all see about the 20% Doge dividend that Donald Trump or Elon trying to do for the U.S., I guess?
I mean, you work in their offices.
All right.
Yeah, you tell us. Yeah. I didn't hear nothing about the percentage.
Insider.
Insiders.
Breaking news.
Y'all heard it here first. James is giving out 20%
dividends.
Dividends. That's what they're calling it. Jessica said this to me earlier, and I didn't know what the hell she's talking about, so I had to do some digging and stuff. So apparently that Elon and the head of the Department of Government Efficiency has discussed with President Trump to distribute a $5,000 Doge dividend to American taxpayers. So I guess, you know, STEMI, quote-unquote. I don't know if that's how true that is or if that's even really going to happen, but that's what they're talking about. And for me, I think it's just trying to get everyone back in good graces and trying to get everyone back on that side. Because as soon as you say, throw some money at somebody, you know, things change up. What y'all think?
Talk to him, Greg. Give him some econ.
There's 335 million people in this country.
Quick math.
Am I correct or no?
Somewhere on there.
Plus or minus.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah.
So James's boy wants to give 5,000 each. That's $1.6 trillion.
Hell yeah.
What did I check the math on that? Yeah, that's $1.6 trillion. I don't know what the number they're claiming to have saved by firing 20 people, but the math's just not there for me. $1.6 trillion versus 20 people at the IRS office. I think those salaries are like $55,000 a year. I don't know where that money's coming from. But I mean, I'm not
going to say $1,000
check. It's like the stimulus. The first time they sent out $1,200, I said, fuck Trump, cash my check. I'm going to do the same
thing. That's how I endorsed the check, put it in the bottom. They said, you're going to need to sign this. I said, cool. Fuck them.
Yeah. I mean, I don't see how it's feasible. But I mean, Elon is doing some shady shit right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it definitely feels like here's some money. Y'all don't pay attention to what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You
throw them eggs ain't getting cheaper.
Facts.
It says 20% to paying down debt. I don't know what that all entails, but the math ain't math for me.
I'm not going to sit here and act like I know the ins and outs of how our finances and our government work, but they're talking about tax cuts here and there, but then they're talking about paying us money. You're just robbing Richard to pay Paul or whatever that damn expression is. You can put more money in my pocket and then tell me to pay more on my taxes. So am I really getting paid extra? Hell no. Mm-hmm. But like you said, it gets people happy because they're like, look, he gave us money. No, he didn't give you shit. People Greg said 20 people from the IRS office. There's people in Amarillo. Hundreds of people in Amarillo got laid off. People are getting laid off left and right, but they're supposed to just be happy because they got money. Y'all don't care about the people in the country. Y'all care about one thing, and it's to make other people feel bad. So, like Greg said, I'm going to be, I don't know, I ain't going to thank nobody, but I'm going to cash that check, and I'm going to spend it before he can ask for it back.
Exactly. But
no take backs.
I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense to me besides just trying to, like, here's some money, don't look at what we're doing, and keep it pushing, and then some crazy shit happens along down the way or something like that, but whatever. That's,
I mean, no one bats an eye until it's time to do your taxes again. You realize, shit, I got to pay more this year.
Yeah. Yep. And I don't know. I don't know if people even realize that when we got that first stimulus check that, yeah, we got this money or whatever, but come tax season, it's going to run it up a little bit more.
Taxable income.
Yeah. So I don't know if people realize that when we got that first stimulus check and they were asking for Donald Trump to come back in the office because he gave us some money. I'm like, bro, you still had to pay that back regardless. Mm-hmm. So I digress.
Greg, before you get into your topic, because I know you're itching to get into your topic, this episode is sponsored by the Dallas Gutierrez Law Firm. If you're in an accident in Texas, dial Dallas, 8775-DALLAS. Good attorney, good guy. Thanks for sponsoring the show. All right, Greg, take it away.
Wait, wait. What topic am I itching to get into?
Oh, I thought you were chomping at the bit.
Nah, I'm not going to lie. This is another episode. It's actually a classic because, you know, I don't have anything this week, bro. I've been,
All right.
We can't follow up on my last week topics, though. Last week, we talked about the asteroid that's...
Hell yeah.
Like, hell yeah.
Hitting the planet. I found out it has a name. The name of this asteroid...
Jeff.
It's Jeff. Yeah, that's right. NASA has named it Jeff.
Oh, shit, is it really?
No.
Is it really Jeff? Oh.
It's a 2024 YR4.
What? Terrible name.
Yeah, it's a shitty name. I feel like we could have done better, especially for something that's threatening the planet. And also found out that it's really not going to do nothing to us. The line of impact is like it starts in like South America and goes across up Africa into Europe. So it's really just a city killer, not a dinosaur killer like I was hoping for. I'm hoping the government will make like a suit that I could put on and just fucking absorb the impact and it just takes me out. You know what I'm saying?
I'll save that city. So you want to be Bruce Willis?
Yeah, I'm trying to be Bruce Willis.
Okay.
I'm trying to be Iron Man. You know what I'm saying? I'll
say, stay awake just to hear you breathing.
Nah.
God. If y'all don't recognize that, that's Steven Tyler.
That's crazy.
That's why I brought it up. The percent went up. Yeah. So it was 2.6, one in 47 odds. Now it's 3.1, 1 in 32. So it's getting up there, but scientists are saying it could go back down to zero. It's in like a what the fuck did they call it? Some kind of unpredictable zone or some shit. And that zone shrunk, but the size of the Earth obviously remains the same, so the probability goes up. But once we kind of have an idea how big that zone actually is, the probability is probably going to go down. But they're saying if we don't figure it out that the asteroid's about to go, like we won't be able to see it for another 4 years. So that's 2029 when that thing comes back around. And if that probability is like at 70% when it pops back up, we only have 3 years to fix something.
Now we're going to build that suit for you. You're going to go take it out.
I hope so.
Falcon Punch.
Hell yeah.
What'd you say? What part? What it hit?
It's like South America. I think, I don't know how to say it, Bodega in Colombia. It starts Bogota. Like there. Yeah, Bogota in that line. And then it runs across and... I mean, obviously, it could hit in the ocean, which would be fucking devastating for a lot of cities. But it runs up into Africa and then, like, Western, Eastern Europe, Asia type shit.
I don't know if that's how that's supposed to be used.
That's exactly how that's supposed to be.
Whenever you're 30, that's how you use it. That's the proper way. Listen.
Well...
If we get smoked by an asteroid, good. We deserve a fresh start on this planet.
Like, the planet like deserves said, a fresh start from us. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I said about Plymouth Rock.
Oh, shit.
We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us.
That's true. That's true. But I guess we're not going to need Bruce Willis anytime soon for this. But not hey, if you're in South America, you be wary in the next 3-4 years.
Greg's going to catch a flight to Colombia and be like, don't worry, I got it. What are you going to do? Don't worry. I said, I got it.
Don't worry about it. I got it. Don't worry about it.
He's going to shoot at it.
I'm just going to jump right before it hits. And then...
Fuck,
what the hell do you think that was going to do? Hey, so it seems like a lot of my topics come from my daily commute to work, because I got another thing here that I wanted to ask you about. Can you think of the craziest thing in 2025 that you can still rent? Because I saw a Rent-A-Tire still open, and I just thought that shit's hilarious, because at any point in time, you start paying on this shit, your car is just going to be left on blocks. So yeah. What else can you think of that's still being able to be rented that'd be funny as hell if it got repoed?
What else is being rented?
You can't really rent it, but they offer financing for jacuzzis. Imagine you don't they come and take the jacuzzi.
Now you in there with some honeys and they just, hey, we're going to need this.
Oh, that's crazy. Exactly.
You can rent bedroom sets. So,
can you?
Yes. Rent-A-Center, they got a whole bedroom set.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Imagine
tires as well, too, now that you say that.
Stereos, you know, surround sound systems. Imagine that black woman from Repo Warriors, whatever that show was, Bernice, the one that got hit off that parking garage.
Oh, damn.
She just busts in and just take your little 32-inch Sanyo because you skipped the payment.
Oh, that's crazy.
She got
don't hit they, too, huh? Don't She fell right over that thing. The parking lot over there. Yeah, just got up, pissed off. You didn't break nothing? Anyway, shit. One of the, like your storage unit or whatever, you can rent those. You just have all your shit in there. One day it's gone.
That is true. What was that show that he Storage Wars?
Yeah.
Storage Wars, yeah.
Man, that fucking Loader Squad booth always kills me. I fucking forget the noise he makes for that stupid fucking noise, man.
Is it Jasper?
Yeah, I think so.
I can't think of it either, but I know what you're talking about.
I don't know. I don't remember.
But it kind of just tied back into a topic that I brought up a couple weeks ago about money laundering, friends. I think any place where you can run something, because it's other people's cash coming in. And, you know, if they say, oh, yeah, they made an extra payment, and it's really just washing money for somebody.
Yeah.
But like I said, they're for financing for all kinds of shit. I mean, you could finance some clothes at the store. Imagine they just come and snatch your shit off your back.
Your bed? Jason
Penney's card.
They just come in and just take the whole mattress and shit.
We should start a business just going and snatching shit that's on Afterpay, late Afterpay payments.
Yeah, bro. I would.
Like that guy I sent y'all that had that one fake business where he goes and cusses the bosses out?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Yeah, yeah.
The one where you can hire him to go talk shit to somebody you just file a complaint.
Yeah. I forgot about that. That
kills me, bro.
I would do it. Really? I would want that job. I'm not confrontational, but I could be confrontational for somebody else.
Yeah. As long as it's not for me, I could do it.
Hey, listen, I'm about to tell you something, but don't take it personal. This ain't coming from me.
Just listen up real quick.
So you stink.
What do you tell that dude? You look like you don't wash your chin. You stink. Chin.
He said, zoom in on her edges. Look at her edges. That woman was getting upset.
Yeah, she was mad, bro. My God.
So I had a question too. Like, I'd be just thinking of shit when I'm at work as well. If you wrote a book, what would it be about?
Oh, I already answered this question.
When?
A long time ago, James.
Not on the podcast.
It was on this podcast, bro. I told you I could write a book about the women I fumbled in my life because I'm a generational
woman. Oh.
Damn. What would you call it?
Probably call it shit. I don't know. Let me think about it.
Butterfingers.
Yeah, butterfingers. That's what I was trying to think of. That's exactly what I wanted to say. I just couldn't think of words.
Man, if I wrote a book, it'd be a book of my memoirs, but I'd be making shit up.
I was about to say your memoirs.
It's April of 98, and I'm in the middle of Chicago. And I ain't never been to Chicago. You know what I'm saying?
You could have just said New York, bro. You've been to New York.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to make shit up. It was 2025, and my wife and three kids, and I only got one kid. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to be saying that, because people are going to be like, G has two other children. No, I do not.
That's pretty good, though.
I got no other kids.
Summer moonlighting as a private investigator in the
big exactly.
Chicago.
Just going to make shit up.
Yes.
I'm not mad at it. I'm not mad at it, bro. Just make up
a story. What are you writing a book about?
Spooky shit that's happened to me.
Scooby-Doo-ass book.
Like
what?
It's a Scooby-Doo-ass book.
Basically.
Scooby shit like what? Like,
you elaborate. Know, ghosts.
Oh.
Weird shit like that. Shadows.
Segregation.
Segregation. Slavery. Spooky shit, bro. You know.
Yeah, that is scary. You are absolutely right. That is terrifying.
A wide range of shit, bro.
I don't know. I think about, right, what is it? If you write it yourself, is that an autobiography?
Yeah.
And I don't, I see people or celebrities that come up with these, and I'm just thinking, how the hell you sell a million copies? How many people want to read a book about your life whenever all you did was star in a TV show for 20 years? Or my brother reads those, I don't know what you call them, self-help or motivational books. It's like, fuck it, get busy or something like that. And I don't know. I've just never been one to read something and be like, you know what? I feel empowered. Nah. If I want to feel empowered, I just watch the Power Rangers.
If I want to feel empowered, I'm watching Game of Thrones.
Mm. Why?
But
what is it? Why? Yeah, is it the incest? What does it for you?
Hey, yo. It's not what does it for me.
Oh, sorry.
Just what's it called? The power of being the king at king or king or queen at King's Landing. She's like, yeah,
they didn't have no black king before, so what? How's that empower you?
You know what? I don't need you questioning me for everything.
All right, cool. Sorry,
but to your point about the books, like, yeah, I can't listen to those self help books or autobiographies or something like that. Only one that I listened to was Matthew Perry's autobiography, just because like all of his ups and downs with drugs and stuff like that. But other than that, I need a story, so I'd be listening to fiction.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a bad way to go. I don't think I have the patience to write a book. I would have to tell somebody, like, hey, this is what happened in my life. Make it interesting. I could be the voiceover for it. Yeah, my mom was getting after my ass with the belt. Bam! Pow! Kaboom!
With my ass. Hey, I mean, you could just tell them, like, I guess, like, bullet points or whatever, and just, like, elaborate on that for me. Just run with it.
I was borderline obese. I had a dark neck. It was not good.
All right, build off that, please.
Yes, and now turn that into two chapters. Publisher's waiting.
Imagine, bro. That's a fucking writer right there.
There's somebody out there that could do it.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I used to enjoy writing in school.
Nerd.
Never enough to like try to make it a career, though, because I didn't think I was good enough. But shit was a breeze, bro. Especially when we do standardized testing, you had to fill up 3 pages. Shit.
I hated that. I would get stressed the fuck out.
I just keep on writing.
The topics were stupid. Like, tell me a time where you felt good. I took a shit this morning, then.
Felt great.
Felt great.
Let me set the scene.
How am I supposed to turn that into 3 pages?
It was a year in 1995.
The first sentence just says, clenched.
I can write a story. I can write a short story right now about taking shit this morning, G.
All right. Well, you don't got to brag, okay? I'm better at speaking my thoughts as opposed to putting it, you know, on paper or typing it out. I could talk for days. Clearly, that's why I was so excited to do a podcast.
I feel like I'm better at putting stuff down on paper because I feel like when I'm speaking, I have so many thoughts coming out at once, and I just say a lot of different things and it just don't make sense. But
that's
anyway,
why you bleep all the time.
Me?
Nah.
You name me.
Speaking of my book topic of fumbling women, Lewis likes to bring up the fact that I've fumbled these women. So of course he found a sad show on Netflix kind of similar story, you know, a guy. It was about a guy and a girl, and it covers their friendship slash relationship over 20 years. That was the saddest fucking show I've ever seen in my fucking life, bro. I'd never been more depressed after watching something.
One day
on Netflix. Yeah. Yes, go watch it. I almost cried, bro. I'm not gonna sit here and fucking lie. Like, I teared up.
Why? Have you ever? Does it feel close to home?
No,
that way, shit is. Go ahead. Sorry, I'm over here. I was about to say, maybe watch the movie, but go ahead.
No, I mean, I know there's a movie, and I read the synopsis. And I didn't want to watch that bullshit. I fuck with Anne Hathaway though.
Anne Hathaway's in it.
I felt like the show. I mean, the show's 7 hours. You know what I'm saying? I felt like it's a better. I didn't read the book, so I can't really speak to how true it is to the book. But I feel like 7 hours of content versus an hour and a half. You know what I'm saying, in a movie?
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, fucking devastating. I watched it 2 days ago. I finished it 2 days ago. This morning, first thing I thought of when I opened my eyes was that fucking show. I was sad this morning.
You're consistent. I think one of the other episodes, I said, how do you start the day? And you said depressed or something. So
yeah, this shit did not help.
Bro, that I'm not gonna spoil it, but that final scene, bro, when I saw it in the movie, I was like, oh shit. I was not expecting that at all. Fucking caught me by surprise.
Yeah, bro. I knew it was coming, I just didn't know it was coming like that. And then the end of the show, man, fuck, bro. Just the last episode is just fucking awful.
Yeah, so I don't think I'm going to watch this.
Yeah, no, you got to watch it, bro.
I like happy shit now.
No, you watch the movie at least.
You need that human experience, bro. You got to fucking... And they're British, bro.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sold.
Either one, the show or the movie. Just watch
that one. That girl's from, like, super North London. She's like, yeah, I've been everywhere, gang. The whole movie, bro. It's crazy.
Type shit.
I knew he was gonna try to fit that bitch in there somewhere. If you have Central C on your bingo card, go ahead and cover up that space. We know each other fairly well. We know each other's strengths and weaknesses. You know, James is good at bootlegging. Greg is good at fumbling women. I'm good at not podcasting. This is just speaking in general. You have the opportunity to pick an event for one of us to compete in. And if we succeed, if we do well, you win a lot of money. What are you picking for each of us to be in, to compete in? And it can be anything. It doesn't got to be sport. It can be reading. It can be cooking. It can be backflips, which I can't do a backflip, so don't pick that for me.
For Greg, Hayden.
Oof.
Damn, okay. You winning that money.
Yeah.
All right.
Give me all that.
I need James to grito for my life.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I can do that. I'm not, I was about to do it, but I'm going to get the mic. Greg?
I'll put James. I need pull up a James in an anime trivia contest.
Yeah, sign me up.
I'm going to have Greg play the guitar for my life.
Fuck, dude, that's a terrible, that's another terrible choice.
Yeah. I mean, I can't have you golf for my life.
That's true.
So, my hands are tied.
I was going to say for G, putting for my life.
You did. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Well,
you gonna watch that ball go by and say, no.
I need guaranteed survival and guaranteed money. I'm gonna put G in a contest for worst sports takes, and he's gonna win that for me every time.
Damn.
My sports takes are mid at worst. Are you basing this off of your own opinion, or are you talking to people?
Hey, look.
Who's paying you? You from Midland, nobody. Right?
Nobody's paying me. It's not anybody from your shoe. Quit asking.
Bastard. Can't trust anybody from that damn town.
For G again, let's see. Believing, well, I don't even know if you believe in them as much as you did like 2 years ago when Aaron Rodgers first got there, so maybe not that.
Don't say anything with the Jets because I'm so hot and cold on that damn team.
Yeah, as soon as I was going there, I was like, let me retract that. Let me take that back. Being pissed at the Yankees.
Woo, tell you what. That blood can boil quickly. with that damn baseball team. I realize a lot of my happiness comes from sports teams, and that shouldn't be the case because I have good things in my life. But I still let these individuals dictate my happiness.
It'd be like that.
It shouldn't
for
be.
For myself, losing parlays.
That's
y'all want me to lose a parlay. Yeah, y'all want me to lose a parlay for you. I got you.
That could be for all of us. We could all pick each other for that one.
Man, real quick, side tangent about parlays. I be seeing these tickets that people be putting on Twitter and stuff, and they be putting on their fucking life savings on these random-ass picks and winning, like, thousands of dollars and shit. I'm like, these picks don't even make fucking sense. How did y'all even win? But anyway.
Maybe there's some truth to that, because I'll see some shit like, oh, yeah, my girlfriend picked all of my picks, and they won. I'll be sitting here. I have all my tabs open on my computer. I'm researching shit. I'm like, okay, this guy just had a double-double. He's averaging triple-double. Mm-hmm. Surely he'll get 8 rebounds. Motherfucker comes up with 2 rebounds. I say, how? Yeah. Analytics is bullshit.
It's like that time I almost won $700, but Jokic into the game with 26 points instead of 27.
Shit. That's the worst way to lose.
It was a 6-leg parlay, and they all hit except that one.
Damn. Some of those bad beats are bad. You know, they're like quarterbacks with 38 rushing yards, and then they take a knee to end the game.
Yeah, bro. Fucking Mahomes did that to me.
I know. That's why I brought it up.
I think this is the worst year of parlays for me. I just can't hit. Even in basketball, I can't hit these shits.
It's only February.
Let me retract that. Last year, my bad. I forget we're in the new year. My bad.
I said, damn, James, are you in a good place? You need to call the hotline?
No, I haven't done that many this past few months just because I was losing so much last year, and I was like, fuck this.
Yeah.
I just gave up.
Like, I'm in that same boat. I was like, I get paid tomorrow. I was like, man, I should probably throw some money on Underdog. But I'm like, nah.
Better not.
I look at the games. I'm like, I mean, the OKC has a good matchup tonight. I think he can go for at least 20, 25. But then I'm like, nah, let me chill out. And the man drops like 40. I'm like, fuck.
This is a good time for me because I'm able to stack up my coin a little bit, because I only feel confident betting on, I say confident, very little, betting on football and UFC fights. So right now with just being basketball, I kind of stay away from my books just so I can spend it all come the fall. Have we talked Girl Scout cookies before?
I'm pretty sure we did.
We have.
Yeah, we did. Our favorite flavors or whatever.
All right, so I'm just going to say this then. I'm just going to make one statement. Girl Scout cookies, dealers, vendors, if you're listening, stop rationing them shits, okay? My packs of cookies used to be full. Now it's 80% air. Mm. Girl Scouts are thriving. You can give me more cookies. All right, let me get off my soapbox.
Really? I haven't bought any, so I didn't know they were like being like that. Yes,
bro. Because even so, they used to come in a bag in a box. And that bag was pretty much full. Now they got them in them little plastic rose holders. And you're only getting like 18 cookies, if that.
Speaking of that real quick, I felt disrespected because I was like, you're not going to look at me. But they're selling them, you know, in the stores and stuff like that. And I'm like, oh, you want to sell Girl Scout cookies, this and this and that. Or we're selling them $5 a box, whatever they are. And I was like, yeah. And I'm walking by and the buddy looks at me, looks away. I'm like, oh. I'm not good enough to get offered some cookies? No, fuck you out of here.
These are white only cookies.
Yeah, barely.
Like, well, hell no, bro. How much would it cost to make these some cookies? For those of you that don't understand the reference, that's life.
Bro, just looked me straight in my eyes and looked away. I'm like, all right, bitch, I won't buy no fucking cookies in.
Said, we don't take your money.
It's like, shit, bro. But anyway.
Brings me to another point. We'll stay on the food tangent for a second. Do y'all have a favorite cold day snack or meal that it's like, all right, it's going to be cold? James, I know you don't believe in the weather, but I plan for cold days. And so today I made caldo. So do y'all have something that y'all like to whip up or order whenever it's cold out?
Ramen.
Ramen.
I know you're a hater, but it's the GOAT.
Well, y'all eat hot soup on hot ass days.
Because it's good, bro.
I only eat hot soup on cold days. It makes sense. It warms my belly.
I don't need this right now. But
okay.
Ramen or menudo. Or pozole. One and three.
I went to help at a school today, and I don't know if I shouldn't say this. But anyway, I was helping out at the school, and I went around to the little side area where they had like trash and shit like that. And the manager's in there stirring a crock pot. I was like, "What the hell are you doing?" She's like, "Oh, we made pozole." So what the fuck?
It's like, for the kids or for the adults?
Oh, for them.
Oh shit.
She's like, "You can have some if you want some." I was like, "No, I'm all right.
You got this whole big ass kitchen. Might as well use it." So what the hell are you doing back here making a big ass sandwich and shit?
Oh yeah.
Y'all want some?
But Galdo always hits too, but I never get in here and like, all right, let me get all my shit to make it. I'm like, nah, fuck all that. Ramen. That's
the hardest part.
Yeah, I'm not doing all that. But either way, real quick, and it might just be a me thing, to be honest. Do y'all crave ice cream when it's cold?
Nah.
I don't crave it, but if someone tried to give it to me, I'm not going to be like, no. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going
to
say no.
What do you mean someone tried to give it to you? Here, you want an ice cream cone?
Never know, dude.
No one's handing out ice cream, Greg.
I don't know. Like, it's just when it gets cold, I'm just like, you know what would slap right now? Some ice cream, bro. Don't know why. It just happens.
A really tasty milkshake last night from Whataburger. Their strawberry shakes. It's pretty good.
I don't know if I ever had a shake from there.
They got good shakes. The chocolate one slaps every time. I got a strawberry just because it was a buy one, get one free. And I was pleasantly surprised. No free plugs, but hey, my lactose intolerant ass said, fuck it. Roll the dice.
Oh yeah, you know what? I'm lying. I did try that Dr. Pepper one they had a while back. I did try that one.
Mm.
It was cool. Nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.
Nah.
Din, 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 din. You know what that means? It's time for G's Quiz Corner.
Oh.
Yes, it's back. I know y'all been missing it. And by y'all, I mean Greg. So, I got some questions here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Let me see. I'll give you an easy one. Okay, I'll give you an easy one first. In 2000, who starred in the live-action remake of How the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
All right.
If you want to be specific, James Carrey, but...
Oh, okay.
Out of here. Sorry.
All right, let me see. What Will Wright video game series released in 2000 with sequels in 2004, 2009, and 2014 saw players watching and directing characters to mundane things like eating, sleeping, and cleaning their houses?
Yeah, Sims.
Okay, all right. So, not super difficult, so I got one here for you. In the early 2000s, you probably sported what piece of jelly jewelry on your forearm? It was yellow, and it said Live Strong.
Well, those balance bands.
What?
Weren't they like balance?
I love booby bracelets.
No.
It was a bracelet. It was just a regular bracelet.
I thought it was like a balance band or something, though.
No, those are the ones that all the baseball players had. Weirdos.
Live Strong. Is it like you started asking for the company? Is that what you're asking for?
No. It was just a bracelet. It was a yellow bracelet that said Live Strong because it lands Armstrong and is one nut.
Oh, I forgot. Okay. Yeah, my bad. I was thinking of something completely different. Okay.
One of the biggest hits of 2003, Bring Me to Life, was recorded by what rock band?
Evanescence.
Damn, y'all crossed my wrists and blacked my eyes.
Facts.
Here we go. Here's another one. In 2007, Earl Cole became the first winner of what reality TV show to receive all the votes in the final?
Earl Cole?
Mm-hmm. First winner of a reality TV show. And he received all the votes.
2007.
Mm-hmm.
Reality TV show.
Survivor?
Damn. That was a good guess. Yes, it is true.
Survivor?
Yeah, Survivor.
Hell yeah. That was just a guess.
Yeah, I know. But it was a good guess. What is the best-selling video game console of the decade and it was first released in 2000?
PlayStation.
Greg,
2000.
Mm-hmm. 2000.
Yeah, I'll go with the PlayStation.
It was the PlayStation 2.
Fuck, I fucked you.
I was like, yep, 2000.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm. I was like, I feel like I had the PlayStation before that, but I couldn't remember, man. All them years jumbled together.
Which 2006 movie followed an assistant navigating the ruthless world of fashion?
Devil Wears Prada.
Devil Wears Prada.
Damn. All right, last one. Here we go. What 2008 vampire movie starred Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson?
Oh my god. Twilight.
I know y'all was Twilight bitches. I know y'all used to put glitter in y'all skin so y'all can look like Edward.
That's Flash crazy. Decode.
I'm glad y'all did good. I'm glad y'all are back and tied to y'all's nostalgic roots. I was really excited about that quiz. Listeners, I hope you did well, because my guys did really well.
That's killing it.
That was G's Quiz Corner.
Real quick, I have some more words for y'all since you brought that up real quick.
Oh, shit.
I'm not going to bring this up every week. I just wanted to do it one more time.
Is it the 20s?
Nah, this is the 50s.
Oh, God.
All right. Y'all ready?
I guess.
What is a beatnik?
Beatnik. A Russian satellite?
B-A-T-N-I-K.
No, that was Sputnik. You're an idiot.
Sounds like a shitty car.
Mm. It is a young person who's into the beat life, music, drugs, booze, etc.
Mm. Booze.
I don't know, bro.
It's booze.
Circled.
What?
Circled.
Like the shape?
Circle, yeah.
James, you making shit up.
I'm not making this up. I'll send these to y'all.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Hey, them over there, they circled.
Fat. Huge.
I don't know. They're blessed in it.
Type shit. Mary.
It's what?
They're married.
Married?
They're married, yeah.
Like they go together?
They're circled.
Oh, okay, like a ring. It's unity. Ooh, life.
Yeah.
Thriving.
All right. Backseat bingo.
Oh, that's sex.
Okay.
Sex in the car.
Backseat bingo.
Mm-hmm.
That's whenever you would go to the drive-in theater and you had your friends in the back seat. Ooh. So they didn't have to pay.
That's a good answer. Good answer, Family Feud.
It's making out in the backseat of the car. Not completely said, just making out.
Hey, or do you have another word, James? Because I want to ask y'all if y'all know this acronym.
Yeah, I'll give you one more, then you can go to this. Bird dog.
Bird dog?
Bird dog.
You're a snitch.
That dude's a bird dog.
You're a tattletale.
That dude's a She's bird dog. Yeah, I don't know, bro. These terms are ridiculous.
Someone who tries to steal your girlfriend or boyfriend.
Wow. I like that. I like that in that context.
So it's just been condensed down to a dog now.
Yeah, you're just a dog.
I saw a picture on Twitter and it was those, you know, everybody had those same science tables, the black ones that had the sink and the Bunsen burners. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, I got my first OTPHJ. Sitting at one of these. You know what that acronym stands for?
Yeah, I know what that is.
H-J? I'm not putting it together right now, but...
You can bleep out the last two words, but it's an over-the-pants hand job.
Oh, shit.
I just thought that was funny as hell, because as soon as I read it, I knew what it was.
That's wild.
Can you remember your first OTPHJ?
Not getting into this.
Not a good segment brought to you by Mamitas.
No. But before we go into Song of the Week, on this day in 1967, Mr. Rogers moved into the neighborhood.
How did it feel to watch that live?
Well, let me tell you. I got everything settled, the popcorn ready, got stuff turned on. I was like, well, what's this new show coming about? And it's this white man moving into a neighborhood?
That's it.
That's it.
Everybody stop the press. A white man moving into a neighborhood. Surprise, surprise.
Crazy. But anyway, Song of the Week.
Song of the Week brought to you by... I just ate a Kit Kat, so we're going to say it's brought to you by Kit Kat. Greg, do you have yours? Because I'm afraid I might steal yours.
Mine's Nokia by Drake.
Fucking shit, I knew it was gonna be that.
It's a banger, dude.
Yeah, that was gonna be mine. So James, you can go ahead and give yours and I'll pick it back up.
Mine is Benito, Chief Keef.
What?
Who the fuck is this?
What? I came out of nowhere.
I needed something to get me through the week because I worked.
Get a Red Bull then. What the fuck?
I need music or Red Bull. I'm gonna pick the music, but I'm working 6 days this week, so I needed something to keep me going.
Damn, Greg threw me off because I knew he was gonna pick it, and I should have had a different one. I'm gonna go with Regalo de Dios by Julian Alvarez y su Norteño Banda.
Damn.
Don't know what that is. No, I'm playing.
I'm glad we did Song of the Week because I know y'all are some movie watchers, and my playlist is all over the place, right? Because I got to play music for the kid now. So I came across a child's playlist that had some Disney, you know, some classic Disney movie songs. And so I want to know, what is, whenever you think of Disney, right, older Disney movies, what are the first songs that come to your head? I'll start you off. I'll Make a Man Out of You in Mulan.
I don't know why that song threw me to, what is it? If I Was a Boy by Sierra. It's like, that'll make
sense. Different eras, man.
Arabian Nights, Aladdin.
Damn. Banger.
Banger.
I go to Circle of Life automatically.
Yeah, I can see that from you. Just Around the River Bend, Pocahontas.
I don't remember that one.
Just Around the River Bend.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that helps.
The song from fucking Goofy movie, bro. The one that he performs on stage, or he dances.
Power Lines? Hell yeah.
He was ready for that one.
Yeah, that would go hard. It's Tevin Campbell's hard, bro. Shit. That fucking song when Ursula still in Little Mermaid's voice making it hit them high notes. I don't know what song it is, but I picture that one.
Bare Necessities in the Jungle Book.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Good one. Anything from Tarzan, to be honest.
Yeah, Phil Collins was in that.
Going crazy. Yeah.
I was talking to P about it. She said, any song from Tarzan. I said, yeah, you're right.
Just that album, bro. Just turn that shit on. I don't care what song it is.
That man in the studio said, I'm going to get it.
Yeah. Didn't he do Brother Bear too?
Did he?
Maybe I'm tripping, but maybe he had a song in there. I remember some song being a banger from Brother Bear.
What about Life is a Highway from Cars?
Oh, shit. That's James a flat. Shit, bro. Nah, bro. Hell nah.
James been trying to get Rascal Flatts to come to the Littlefield Celebration every year for the last 10 years.
Side tangent. You know they moved that to fucking October now?
What?
Yeah.
It's going to be cold.
Jessica told me this 2 days ago or something. I said, what the fuck?
What kind of tomfoolery?
Jessica always giving you bad news.
Don't answer her phone calls late at night because... James, I got bad news.
Something else moved.
Stop selling burrito.
Oh, shit. Another thing that she showed me, that in Austin now, you know, at 6th Street, you could just walk across the streets or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now the sidewalks have rails, and now it's through traffic even when it's the nightlife going and shit now.
Yeah, I remember that. Or I saw something about that because it was after what happened in New Orleans, everybody was like, oh, this is why Austin is cool because they – close it off and they have police, you know, but now they said, no, not anymore.
You think we cool? Nah, we're going to get through traffic now. Fuck all that.
Which, I mean, the crazy shit that happens on 6th, I see videos on Twitter all the time and I'm kind of like, traffic doesn't need to pass through there, but the fact that there just can't be gang of people in the streets is kind of a good thing.
Yeah, that's kind of a good thing too, but at the same time, you have no space on those sidewalks either if there's railing. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Yeah. I think it's like a lose-lose, to be honest.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's where you would line up to get into the bars was in the street. Now where the hell are you supposed to line up?
Exactly. So, I don't know. I don't know. I probably won't go to 6th anytime soon, but...
Yeah, I'm too old to be going to 6th Street anyway.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, I don't even like
going. It don't matter to me.
In our own town.
Don't lie, Greg.
What do you mean? When's the last time? I went out a couple weeks ago for the first time in Lubbock in, like, a long time.
Bro, they got you're on the wall of fame at Cowpokes.
I don't know what Cowpokes is. That's why I don't know what that is.
Formerly known as what is it? Wild West.
What was it? Yeah, Wild West. It was something before that too, wasn't it?
It was Lucky's, bro.
Lucky's. Yeah.
It was grimy and Lucky's too, but see, I know you're in there.
It was grimy.
Greg had his boots on, was trying to get all up in it.
Oh, that's crazy. I wonder why it changes so much. Well, now it's just cowpokes, but
because it's grimy.
Yeah.
Whoever's running it is like, hey, I gotta get out of here.
Mm-hmm. Whenever we were in college, it was Wild West. It was a country bar, and it was 18 and over. So that's where all the kids would go. Mm-hmm. I remember we went one time, and we were already 21. And I was like, bro, this is not lit. There's kids everywhere, and they're all fucked up, you know, because they can't drink. So they showed up fucked up.
Yeah.
And then we're upstairs playing pool, and then the fucking loudspeaker, the DJ's like, all right, for the next 5 minutes, we got 10 cent vodka shots, bro. We all went down there, gave a dollar. We all walked back up with 10 shots, bro. It was the worst fucking decision we ever made in our life.
Shit's that's just hot. Like, what is it? Guitars over here when we're still at Walmart and stuff. It was cheap drinks on Wednesday. I think like $1.50 or Dollar Wells or something like that. So straight off of a 2 to 11 or 2 to 10, go home, shower, head to the fucking guitars. I'm like, piss 10. Give me all of that.
Have no business going out like that on a Wednesday.
Getting fucked up on a Wednesday, bro.
Diabolical for that, bro. What is wrong with you, bro?
Hey man, I was young. Man, I'm old now. I've been old.
I was with him.
Yeah.
Damn, y'all are both diabolical, bro. Y'all fucking irresponsible. That's why y'all get to my house on Friday, Saturday, y'all fucking tired.
Hell yeah.
Take a nap.
Guitars on Wednesday, go to Lubbock on Friday.
Yeah, I think about that now and I'm like, what I could have spent with all the money I was spending on alcohol and gas.
We used to hit the Fox and Hound, bro, for $2 pints on Thursdays.
I only went there once, and I'm so sad they closed after that.
Yeah, man, you caught the tail end of it. It was nice. It was
like, we almost got stuck in a pond in Greg's Camaro.
Yeah, it poured that day, James. But I said, nothing's getting in the way of these $2 pints and meat.
Nothing.
My car is 6 inches off the ground. I don't give a fuck, bro.
Water was up to the window. It's like, we're going to make it, G.
Yeah.
What was that, that bar that we went to? Kind of recently, it had to have been sometime last year, right before or after G's wedding.
Hub City Brews.
Is that still there?
Should I hope so? I don't know.
Is that the one that we might record at?
Yeah.
We were trying to record there, but I never went to go talk to the guys.
I wonder if they have an Instagram page. I might hit them up. I know.
It says they're still open on Google.
Oh, they're still open? Cool. I know it wasn't like super busy all the time. That's all I was wondering.
Oh, they got karaoke night.
Yeah.
They posted on their story. They just introduced new specials.
Oh, yeah, we're the new special. we were talking about bars. What's one bar food you always feel comfortable ordering if they have food?
Well, that takes us back to Fox and Hound, bro. Because, like I said, it was $2 beers, $8 drunken tender plates, bro. And then fucking chicken tenders were gigantic, bro. The fucking plate was big, and they'd fucking pile fries on one side and chicken tenders on the other. So give me them drunken tenders, bro.
That just reminds me of I forget what movie it is, but there's that awkward white boy that's like, yeah, they had a sale on. He's like, y'all having a party? I said, no, why do you have 3 bags of chips? I said, there was a sale. I said, that can't be profitable for Frito-Lay.
I don't remember what that is. I know.
It's I know what you're talking about.
His name's like Jesse something, and his real name. But it just makes me think because I'm thinking, how did Fox and Hound close? Because they were giving out $2 pints and whole ass chicken tender dinners for $8,
$8, bro. And then they had $4 Vegas bonds. We'd spend $80, and we were like, damn, bro.
Feast of the Kings.
How did this happen?
Does Chimmy's count as a bar?
Yeah. I don't think so.
No.
No, I think the primary thing has to be alcohol.
Yeah, I don't be eating at bars. That's why I just go get the alcohol. That's why I'm just like, I don't know if I'm eating anywhere that's primarily just alcohol.
I like mozzarella sticks.
Where you get mozzarella sticks from?
Shit, anywhere that sells food that's got alcohol, I would try their mozzarella sticks.
Well, you just told me Chimmy's don't count.
Chimmy's is a restaurant that got a bar in it, bro. I'm talking about if I go to a bar and they have a menu and it says mozzarella sticks, give me an order.
Like a Cujo's. Cujo's is a bar that has a kitchen.
God damn, that place is an ashtray.
Man, we used to go there on Saturdays. God, we used to go everywhere, bro.
don't know if I've ever been there or not. Off the top of my head. But nah, yeah, if it's not counting with chimneys or something like that, I don't be eating at the bars. I just drink. That's why I be needing Whataburger or something afterwards, because I have hate all day.
Yeah, you do be doing that to yourself. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just going to ask a stupid-ass question about a movie. So Paddington has had, like, I don't know, 85 movies at this point. And this recent movie is Paddington in Peru. So I was just asking, where do you think Paddington is going to be going next in this next installment?
Put him in like, some kind of – where's the deadliest place with animals? Australia.
The deadliest place.
That's what I was thinking. It just needs to stop. Put him in Guantanamo.
Paddington in Guantanamo.
Paddington in the penitentiary, dude.
Yeah.
Oh shit, that's hilarious. Where are you gonna see him? Paddington in Alcatraz, some bullshit like that.
Imagine.
Lock that bear up, bro. I'm tired. Something.
I want to see him at Savoy back in the day on Friday nights drunk.
Hey, Friday nights Savoy.
You see James in there too.
Yeah, Paddington and James go to Savoy. Yeah.
The latest take.
I'll walk that motherfucker in there. That shit was crazy. That's the first time I ever saw, what's their name? Masore was at Savoy.
Ain't no
fuck, they just had a concert outside. I was like, what the fuck going on over here?
Like, James said, I found my place.
Exactly.
I am home.
Oh, my shit.
Father calls out to that man like the Green Goblin mask.
Hey, they be going crazy. I don't know how crazy they be going now, but at the time.
I ain't be going crazy no more.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Y'all got anything else before we get up out of here?
ASAP got acquitted and jumped into Rihanna's arms.
Should I would too?
Naturally.
Somebody said, so if I jump into Rihanna's arms, it's a problem, but Rocky can just do whatever.
So I'm the problem. Okay. I got it. Nah, but that's all I had.
Hey, he beat the case.
Yeah. I mean, he's brave enough to take it to court, because if he didn't win, he's going away for a long time.
Yeah, they said like 20 years is he was facing. Yeah.
So fuck that, bro. But hey, if you believe in yourself, I guess.
So, I mean, if you don't believe in yourself, who else is going to? All right, Charles.
Exactly.
Again, our episode is sponsored by our good friend Dallas at the Dallas Gutierrez Law Firm. If you're in an accident in Texas, dial Dallas 877-5-DALLAS. All right, before we get up out of here, as always, let me tell y'all how much I appreciate you all interacting with the podcast at the Instagram. Remember, that's at @BruiseAndBanter_pod. Keep on keeping on. Keep downloading, keep subscribing, keep following. All that stuff. We appreciate all the love and the support y'all be showing us. Moving forward, we hope to stay alive, and we're going to eat some more food and talk to y'all about it. Guys, what else y'all got?
Anime Corner Pod dropped an episode Tuesday, so check me out. Did not drop two episodes this week because I have been working my ass off, so just take the one.
I don't really have anything, man. Country's going to shit. Let's hope that asteroid hits us. It's not supposed to, but you never know. Drink your water. Do some stretches. Stay off your phone, because it's all bad news.
Oh, that's it. Bad news.
All right, we'll see you next time. Peace.